From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Mostly sunny skies can be expected today, except for variable clouds with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in New Hampshire and from the upper Hudson Valley eastward across the Berkshires and far southern Vermont. No severe weather is expected today in these areas. Highs will range in the low to mid-80s with some upper 70s northeast and in the Adirondacks. It will be warmer tomorrow and perhaps again in the south on Thursday. A pocket of cold air aloft is now exiting through New Hampshire, and it was this upper-level feature that prompted widespread and often severe thunderstorms yesterday. Yesterday's severe weather occurred in multiple forms. In Vermont, 3/4-inch hail was reported in Cavendish and Jeffersonville, also in Ashland, New Hampshire. Flash flooding was reported in Vermont near Waitsfield and near Ludlow. Thunderstorm wind damage was also reported in Ludlow, as well as in Ballston Center, New York. What few showers that occur today should be fairly light and brief, and dry conditions look to be the general rule tomorrow. Now that the upper disturbance is departing, that leaves us on the northwestern periphery of a large area of high pressure centered over the island of Bermuda. Warm and humid conditions will be the overall result, with clockwise circulation around that area of high pressure giving a southerly component to our winds through the day tomorrow, with tomorrow likely being the warmest day in the foreseeable future for most of the region. It might be equally warm in some far southern valleys on Thursday. Otherwise, a pair of cold fronts will start to affect us late tomorrow, the first of them approaching from the northwest late in the day, and that's what will bring the slight chance of a shower or storm to the St. Lawrence Valley by late afternoon. The front will likely drop southward across the listening area tomorrow night, but it will be a weak front, and without the heat of the day to work with, it's not likely to generate showers tomorrow night, at least not in areas away from the international border. This first front should be just off to our south by Thursday. High terrain areas near the Massachusetts border could be close enough to the front to see an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Thursday, and a weak upper-level disturbance will create a similar situation north of Route 2. A stronger front will then be moving in on Friday. The shower and storm chances should be a little better on Friday because of this. Saturday looks mainly dry, but a few pop-up showers will be possible, again in the south because of proximity to a stalled cold front, and in the north due to a weak upper-level disturbance. It will be at least pleasant on Saturday in terms of temperature and humidity. A warm front will be moving northward on Sunday, bringing a rising chance of showers from west to east. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies except variable clouds with the slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm far south and in New Hampshire. Highs in the low to mid-80s with some upper 70s northeast and in the Adirondacks. South to southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, slight chance of an evening shower in southern New Hampshire, then partly cloudy with areas of valley fog. Lows near 70 in the Champlain, Hudson, and St. Lawrence valleys, otherwise in the low to mid-60s. Light and variable winds. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible in the St. Lawrence Valley, highs in the mid to upper 80s south and in the Champlain Valley, low to mid-80s elsewhere north, west to southwest winds tomorrow around 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, slight chance of a shower near the international border, otherwise partly cloudy, warm and humid, lows in the low to mid-60s, except mid to upper 60s in the Broad Valleys west. And for the day on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mainly over high terrain north of Route 2 and near the Massachusetts border. Highs on Thursday in the low to mid-80s north, mid to upper 80s south, west to northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.